From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The Texas Water Development Board has a very different look this year. The state agency now has a higher profile, thanks in part to the November passage of Proposition 6 that allocated $2 billion out of the state's Economic Stabilization Fund, normally called the Rainy Day Fund, to finance new water projects. The Water Development Board has always been where cities and public utilities have gone for loans and grants for routine water projects. But thanks to the new money, more big projects are on the horizon. The board will still help local utilities update water treatment plants and replace old pipes. The board will also be reviewing major water supply projects like desalination plants and, of course, reservoirs. Conservation projects are also part of the picture. Last year, the state legislature reorganized the agency's board of directors in order to help the organization manage its new duties. A part-time volunteer board was replaced with paid full-time board members. Texas Tribune environment reporter Nina Satija says that the changes were made in part because of the increased responsibility that has come along with all that money.
What the legislature decided last summer was we want what we consider to be a more accountable agency. We don't think that six volunteer members really know how to get this job done. We think that we need three board members who are voting on these things, who are full-time, who hold full-time jobs at the Water Development Board, you know, who have that kind of expertise and that kind of time commitment. So that was really the impetus behind overhauling the Water Development Board's leadership structure last summer.
So out with the six volunteers and in with the three full-timers appointed by Governor Rick Perry in September. Carlos Rubenstein is the new chairman of the board. Rubenstein most recently had served on the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality as a commissioner and is also a former deputy executive director of the TCEQ. Satija says that the Water Development Board's new organizational structure is very much like that of the TCEQ, even though the agencies have very different functions.
If you think about the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which is the regulatory agency that deals with things like water quality, and they have a leadership structure that's similar. They have three commissioners and they have an executive director. And they're all, of course, full-time positions.
Serving along with Rubenstein is Beck Bruin, who most recently was Director of Governmental Appointments for Governor Perry. After Rubenstein and Bruin, the third member of the triumvirate is a question mark. Mary Ann Williamson was appointed to the board in September, but in January, Williamson resigned. Williamson is the widow of Rick Williamson, a longtime friend of the governor. Williamson also owns Weatherford-based MKS Natural Gas Company, which also has ties to Perry. As for why Williamson resigned, Satija says that her resignation letter was brief and said she just didn't have time for the job.
It sounds like it's really a personal matter, but it's certainly not a great time for this to be happening at the Water Development Board.
Ready or not, the next meeting of the board is on February 11th. We'll have a preview of that meeting on February 10th, that's next Monday, here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.